104.9 The Biz. This is the TJ Show. Camera guy Josh said something that he recently unfollowed Selena Gomez.
Mm-hmm.
In my youth, I had an unhealthy obsession with Selena Gomez. And so as I got older, I just felt like, probably should just stay away from her.
And so what did your wife Anne think of that?
Yeah, I mean, she acted okay with it at first. I think it bugged her a little bit. Anytime, you know, like Come and Get It came on. And, you know, and I sang every note. And,
right.
And, you know, I think it bugged her.
And yeah. You decided to unfollow her. Now you don't see her posts anymore.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, I've totally been there. There was this former American Idol contestant that I used to follow. One day, she posted a bikini picture, and I said, all right, I'm an unfollower. And Kenny looked at me sideways.
Yeah, I think it's an extreme measure that you're taking.
The reason why I unfollowed her was because I just have this rule in my life for me. You know, as long as you say, for me.
Right, exactly.
Everything's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, and Kenny shouldn't be judgmental.
Judgmental
because
Kenny.
For me, the reason why I unfollowed her was because I don't like distractions of any kind that will take my eyes off of my wife.
I respect that.
So, like, what happens if you go to the beach? Are you going to have your eyes closed the whole time, not looking
yes,
at girls
yes,
in bikinis?
Yes, yes, no, I'm kidding.
No, I'm not actively trying to focus and look around. If I see a nice shape off in the distance or whatever, I don't look towards it. I look away.
Hmm. I don't know. How does Jess feel about this?
I don't think she never told me I had to go to this extreme. I just know I don't want it in my head.
So your wife, Jess, is not tripping about it, but out of respect for your wife, Jess, you're
yes.
just like, you know what? I'm going to hit the unfollow.
Also, my wife went through a devastating first marriage where someone totally betrayed her. And so I feel like I want to go the extra mile wherever I can to give her no reason for worry. Not that she is worried.
So you're like overcorrecting in a way, TJ.
I also have found that I like it better.
Yeah.
I do. I know that sounds so bizarre, but I love the idea of, and I feel like, I know for sure after 10 years, I love my wife more because of this decision I made years ago.
Well, you know what? As a wife, I can respect your decision to want to respect your wife in that way. So if you feel like that's a way to protect you and your thoughts and your mind from wandering and thinking about this American Idol person in the bikini, and also a way to protect your wife and honor your wife, then like you said, you got to do what works for you. But at the same time, that can be encouraging for maybe someone who is dealing with those things right now as they're scrolling through social and every pic is a bikini pic or a shirtless pic or whatever. Like I had a coworker of mine who used to always post, I called him Thirst Trap Thursdays as a joke, but he would always post pics of himself without a shirt on.
Mm.
I just unfollowed him. One, I work with you. I don't care to see you like that.
Yeah.
And think about that when I'm talking to you in a meeting at work. And two, it was just felt like, what was the reason for the post? Was it for attention? If it was, I wasn't going to give it to you. And I would tell my husband about it, too. I tend to disarm those type of things so that...
So, like, if you find someone really attractive, you'll mention it to him.
I will. And vice versa. We have a conversation.
And it just sort of takes the steam
yeah.
out of any place your thoughts could go.
Exactly.
And you think that's been better for your relationship?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at me, Kenny. Have you seen me?
No, I...
Have you seen my wife? Like, do you understand why I'm being extra careful?
I understand why you're being extra careful, but because I know how much you love and appreciate your wife, it almost sounds like there's a layer that you can't trust yourself. Like, do you really think that this is going to ruin this beautiful relationship
oh, yeah.
that you have?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't trust myself.
Oh.
And my wife, Jess, and I talk about this all the time. Neither one of us is completely untouchable when it comes to temptation.
Right.
Our producer, Kenny, took this question out onto the streets. And in the next segment, we're going to hear, what do people on the street think of this? Is it going too far? Have 104.9 The Biz. This is the TJ Show. A little earlier, we were discussing how I unfollowed someone who I loved. She was an American Idol singer many years ago, and she posted a bikini picture, and I said, nope, I'm going to unfollow. Kenny thought it was very strange, and I did it because I don't want distractions taking my eyes off of my wife, Jess. And I know some people think that's weird.
I
well,
respect it, man.
Kenny took it to the streets and asked, is that too extreme?
So a coworker of mine, he really goes out of his way not to look at other women.
Why does he do that?
He says it's out of respect for his wife.
Okay.
But he even went through unfollowing somebody that he followed because they posted a bikini picture.
He's a bit extreme.
Oh.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. And he maybe have some underlying issues sounds to me like.
Yeah, people laughing at me. It's fine. You can laugh at me. I just know that I don't want the temptation. I don't want the other thoughts in my head.
He might be a bit thirsty. Maybe he's just trying to keep himself from temptation, which I'm not opposed of.
Sounds like he's a little insecure in his relationship, I would guess. I mean, I don't know him or his relationship, but that would be my first guess.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, it definitely sounds a little bit extreme, and I could see where people would see that coming across as kind of rude.
Sure.
Although...
Rude!
It's also pretty clear that it's well-intentioned. So, if there's a clear explanation for it, I also don't see it doing much harm.
Like, I'll give you a for instance. He was following a former American Idol contestant, and that contestant posted a bikini picture, and as soon as he saw it, he unfollowed.
I would definitely call it unusual.
I think most people, you know, you look, you appreciate if you find another person attractive. It doesn't have to go any further than that.
I would say that it's normal for humans to acknowledge when they, just mentally, when they see someone else that they find attractive, to notice it.
If you don't go any further than that, there's really nothing to feel guilty about. I feel like there might be a sense of guilt on his part, you know?
That I think would be a safe assumption. But an assumption.
That guy should be a politician.
I mean, it depends. Like, if he's in a relationship, obviously, I feel like it's best to only have eyes for your partner.
He's married, but his wife's made it clear that she doesn't mind.
I mean, if your wife doesn't really care, then I feel like you go ahead, do you?
So, most recently, he described unfollowing someone on social media because they posted a bikini picture.
Yeah, see, me and my girlfriend has this conversation all the time. Like, we'll talk about other exes, like other people relationships. It's just like, why are they so stressed about something that you can't control? Mm-hmm. Someone always is going to find either your significant other attractive or your significant other is going to find someone attractive outside of you.
What do you think when a lady looks at your husband, who's very attractive, and goes, oh, he's fine?
I'm like, that's right, girl, but he's mine.
Do you notice other girls checking him out?
Yeah, I do.
Are you cool with that?
He's going home with me, so I'm not necessarily bothered. I do stare them back, though. We make eye contact.
Oh, okay.
So I let them know that I see them looking at him.
That doesn't mean, you know, you should be bothered by that because we all have eyes.
Exactly.
So it's like beauty is an eye of the beholder anyway, so it's just...
And there's nothing wrong with appreciating someone's beauty. If you see them in public, you could... Look.
Yeah, no. If you look nice, like, you look nice. It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to keep just doing what I'm doing. That one person said, do you. I'll keep doing me.
What happened to the ladies, though, Kenny? This is a very one-sided conversation.
Oh, yeah. What
about
that?
How would a lady feel if her guy unfollowed the American Idol in the bikini post?
You only ask guys.
Oh, so sorry.
Oh,
I only ask guys.
I feel like this has to be from another perspective.
Well, okay, then that's what I'll do next. Well, he's reinforcing his view that I'm unusual and weird.
Right.
Could you, for tomorrow's show, could we find out what women think?
All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, right. We'll see.
I think I would guess some of them would be more on my side, but I guess we'll find out.
I feel by the wayside like everyone else.
104.9 The Biz. This is the TJ Show, our news. It sounds a little bit different around here. Kenny reads through every story he can find, and then he brings us the most interesting ones. Kenny, what's happening on the planet today?
Grocery store workers in New Hampshire were surprised, to say the least, when unpacking the bananas recently. It appears a venomous snake got into the banana shipment.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I don't think so.
That sounds like the introduction to a joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A venomous snake walked into a banana shipment.
Uh-oh. You'll never guess what happened there.
Well, it's nature's way of saying, eat more vegetables. Whoa!
That was bad.
I'm confused.
I got more.
Oh, great.
All right, hey, hold on. A venomous snake walks into a banana shipment. Great. Now I have to check if my bananas are ripe or ready to strike.
That one was good.
Yo. I just wanted a smoothie, not a survival challenge. Hey. See what happens when a snake walks into a banana shipment?
What else happens?
The banana shipment really put the hiss in perish... perishable goods? They start to get worse as we spend more time on this.
Oh, please stop.
That's why I never trust a deal that's too appealing.
Oh. Those jokes were slippery.
You know, slippery and slimy. That's what they used to do on the radio. We got to bring that back.
No, please don't.
That was fun. Yes, producer Heather.
TJ, you're hysterical.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, that was good.
My champion joke teller right there. That's Heather.
Yeah, the bananas were shipped from Ecuador, where most bananas come from.
And we moved on.
All worked out fine. They called to rescue people, and the snake is now living with other snakes at Rainforest Reptile
other
Shows.
Other snakes?
So mad. You know what? I'm glad it was a happy ending, Kenneth.
Yes. We ruined Kenny's news.
It's all good. Kenny, what else do you have?
How long is the perfect nap? Well, experts at NASA are weighing in to say NASA astronauts and pilots do what they refer to as a NASA nap.
A NASA nap
is, according to research with long-haul cockpit crews, they say that crew members who took a midday nap of around 26 minutes had improved physiological alertness and performance compared with those who didn't nap at all.
Hmm.
So 26 minutes is the NASA nap.
That's good to know. I was actually doing 15 minutes because I thought that was like just short enough. Because I don't like how I feel when I immediately wake up from a nap, but later in the day, it actually feels better to be alive.
Yeah, it does.
So I think I might be getting more pro nap. Yes, Heather.
Kenny, do you know what 26 minutes is in light years?
Is this another joke?
Yeah. That's how long I want my nap to be.
I was just curious.
Let me get my calculator out.
Oh, because of NASA. Gotcha. Kenny, what else do you have?
In Washington State, thieves used a U-Haul truck to rob Sasquatch Bricks, a store that sells Lego shops. Mm. The store owner said the thieves knew what they were doing. They took about $10,000 worth of Legos, and a lot were retired high-end collectible sets.
That's four boxes, by the way.
Yeah. They didn't need a U-Haul truck for that. You get a shopping cart.
Yep. He said the thieves were in there for less than 5 minutes, but were able to make out with $10,000 worth
of
goods.
Those thieves used to work in that store. That's really what it is. Right there.
I mean, they are very expensive, and my kids love them. The more expensive they get, the more Legos they want.
Well, you're seeing at big box stores like Targets and Walmarts, they're locking up the Legos. Yeah.
They're also locking up the toothpaste.
Yeah. And the deodorant.
Everything's too expensive. Mm-hmm. Kenny, thanks for keeping us somewhat informed.
That's what's happening. I have this thing where I get older, but just
104.9 The Biz. This is the TJ Show. Hey, Sharon. In Arkansas, is that you?
Yeah.
I saw these people I hadn't seen in years, and they asked me how I'm doing. We were catching up. They asked me, how are your kids? And I gave them a real answer. I said, they're doing great. I said, I could use a little bit more patience, but that's a work in progress. And it got awkward. My wife Jess said, well, they're not asking about your parenting. They just want a simple answer, a one-word answer. And I said, well, can't you be real with your answers? And apparently that's not accepted.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, I work in retail as a manager and in and out of the registers, but I tell you what, I don't think it matters the setting because somebody can tell me their whole life story in 30 seconds of me checking them out.
Mm.
And, you know, some days I feel like I'm their therapist and I just go, well, I'm really sorry about that. And when I ask people about how their day is going, I really want to know, how are you doing?
Now, Sharon, do you appreciate when someone tells you the truth and they tell you their whole life story in 30 seconds?
I had a lady come in yesterday. She had a black eye. And I said, oh, sweetie. I said, what happened? And she just kind of chuckled, and I could tell she didn't want to talk about it. I said, oh, that's okay. You don't have to talk about it. And she goes, no, it's fine. She goes, it's my husband, but I'm getting divorced. And, you know, in that moment, I gave her a hug, and I think I just kind of lifted her day a little bit. So, you know, I do enjoy people telling me the real truth, you know, and that's like my most satisfying part of my job is getting to talk to people and help them and make sure they have a better day.
Hmm.
Yeah, in that moment, I'm sure she felt seen, so that's great that you were there.
Sharon, the reality is you just said that, and I winced. I got uncomfortable with the truth for a moment. And, you know, my initial reaction is like, oh, why? That came up. That must have been really awkward. But then when you think about it, maybe exactly what she needed was that hug from you in that moment. And that's so beautiful that you're ready and willing to go above the call of duty of just, you know, scanning items. You were a friend to that woman in that moment. You were a support. And, you know, it's not like she ran away saying, no, I don't want your hug. She took your hug, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little just side hug. I just kind of patted her, you know, and yeah. I was like, it'll be okay, you know?
Wow. Well, listen, that's powerful. And thank you for sharing that. And keep loving on people the way you're loving on people, Sharon.
I love you guys. I just love listening to everybody's opinion. Everybody seems so real, so lifelike, you know, unlike some radio stations that have an ongoing recording of the same thing every day.
Who's running a recording of the same thing every day?
That's not our business.
That sounds like
well,
a problem.
It seems like everybody goes to like the same topics, you know what I mean? Like,
which
like
one?
They have like, I don't know how to say it. It just seems like everybody has like a routine, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Of what they go through. Like, but you always have something different, you know? Oh. So
that is so awesome to hear that kind of feedback. I know it's really, you know, in defense of the other radio stations, it's easy to not take a risk. And unfortunately, for a lot of these other radio shows, you know, the people that you're listening to and you're describing, they're probably not even choosing what they can do on their show. You know, they're forced by some boss who thinks they know the formula. There's never a formula. There just isn't. And, you know, people can keep trying that. And then they're wondering, like, why is the radio crumbling? I wish some of the competition that you might be referring to would just, like, take a risk. And who cares? Like, do you want to be there every day just trapped in the same thing over and over again? It's more fun to get fired. It really is. All right.
Yeah.
That's my two cents.
He's very passionate, as you can tell.
See, you ask people how they're doing. Now, absolutely. I'm going to tell you. I'm upset about what's happening. Sharon, have a great day. We love you.
You too.
Sharon,
bye, guys.
You're awesome. Take care.
Bye.
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 We were good. We were gold. Kind of dream.